It is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right on the morning munch. And joining us this week is Pastor Matt Reinhart from Compelled Church in Holland, Ohio. Pastor, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We're good. We're good. We're glad to have you with us. And say hi to our guest DJ, Randy, is in with us today.
Hello, Randy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Matt, thanks so much for joining in. Once again, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right, man. Sounds good. Again, it's been a pleasure for the third day here being with you guys. Always an honor, always a privilege. And so today, I just want to talk about this concept of what we call wins. And if you are maybe in a church world or even in a business world, maybe you've heard this term before, where we celebrate something that we call wins. And a leadership line that I want to start with is this, because what's celebrated is repeated. And so wherever you're at, it's important to look at the wins, even the little things that are going on in your life, your organization, or whatever it is. And so just on a personal level for me, recently I just started up a hobby. And I'm 36 years old, and I've always wanted to do this thing and do it well. And I've tried before, but I have failed miserably over and over and over again all throughout my life. And that is actually exercising and working out. But recently, I've gone the longest I ever have, and it's only a month. It's only a month, so it's just starting out. But it can be one of the most discouraging things, right? when you're trying to do something new and something that takes time and something that's a process, such as working out. For me, right, because the goal always is to maybe get bigger or to get stronger, and that takes time. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of motivation, and sometimes, pretty much every time in my life at least, maybe you can relate, it hasn't worked out so well for me. This time around, though, I started doing something different. I started taking just a picture every week to see if there was any progress being made, because maybe I wouldn't be in a month or 2 months or a year where I wanted to be. But if I could look back at those pictures and see just a little bit of progress, I could count that as a win. And that would be the thing that would keep me motivated, that would keep me moving on my journey. And so when I did that, I was beginning to see progress. And when I looked back at where I started and to where I am now, it was giving me hope. It was bringing me encouragement. It was bringing me motivation. And I think the same thing is true for our spiritual journey. It's something for us as Christ followers sometimes to look back at where we were in our lives, to look back at where, just how far God has taken us on our journeys, and to see how far we actually are today. And this is something I think, we read about over and over again, specifically in the Old Testament, right, where God's people, or the Israelites, they would be praising God, not just for what he was doing in their current situation, but how far he has taken them and their ancestors in the past, right? And it might go something like this. God made a promise to Abraham. He blessed him and Sarah with the child, miraculously. They were slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. The Lord did miraculous signs and wonders before our eyes, and he brought us into the promised land, and so on and so on and so on. And these would be the things, the stories that were told in their house. These would be the stories that were probably told around the dinner table. These were the things that parents would repeat to their kids, so even their kids would have a knowledge that God was always working, and he always had a plan. Because here's the thing, like, it can be so easy to lose sight of things that matter in our lives. It can be so easy to lose sight of our future. It can be so easy to lose vision. It can be so easy to lose our sight of what God is doing in us and through us when we are not being intentional, and sometimes putting in those landmarks of just how far God has taken us. And we can get discouraged when we're not seeing those results in our lives, spiritually speaking. We can feel like nothing is happening. We can feel stuck. We can feel like God is not working when we don't see it. And that can be a pretty bad place to be. But if we would stop at times and remember God's faithfulness, who he is and his character, if we stop and remember just how far he's taken us, that we're not the same as we were yesterday, I believe it would give us great hope for the future that God has. So if you doubt the future, look at the past and see how far God has taken you. Philippians chapter 3 says this, the Apostle Paul speaking, he says, I press on toward the goal, the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So in this whole chapter, a bigger context, he's forgetting the things that he thought made him something, and he's just pressing on towards Jesus. And so if you're listening today, man, just want you to be encouraged that God is working. You may be further alone than you realize, right? So stop comparing yourself to everyone else around you. Stop thinking you should be so much further along than you are. Get rid of the idea that you're supposed to be perfect. Only Jesus is. We continue to press on towards the goal, no matter what setbacks we have, no matter what things have gotten in our path, no matter the season of life we find ourselves in, we continue to press towards Jesus. Continue to let him change you from the inside out, having a hope that he's going to continue to move you along the plans that he has for you.
That's a good word for us, Pastor. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. God, thank you for Jesus. And today, Lord, for everyone listening, that you would encourage our hearts today to know that you are working in our lives, God. We may not see it. We may not feel it, God, but we know your character because it's been revealed to us time and time and time again that you are faithful. And we believe by faith that you are doing a great work, God. Continue to change our hearts. Continue to use our lives for your glory so all may know the wonderful name and the good news of Jesus Christ. We love you and thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Matt Reinhart joining us from Compelled Church in Holland. And Pastor, tell us about Compelled Church.
Yeah, Compelled Church. Yeah, the it's a great church. We meet out in Holland, Ohio at 1007 South McCourt. And it's a storefront, so don't be alarmed there. If you're looking for a freestanding church building, it's not that. We're right next to a restaurant, actually, in the storefront, and right across from Strawberry Meadows. I think it's Strawberry Meadows Park, right down there. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. We also have small groups starting up next Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. We have studies for men and women. We also have great ministries for your kids, though, as well, at that same time. We have a Royal Rangers program for your boys, a girls ministry program for your girls, and also in the last couple of years, we have just started a Compelled Students, so 6th through 12th grade ministry as well happening on at that time as well. So, you know, I encourage you to join one of those. We believe that you grow best in circles and not in rows when you can, you know, chat with one another, sitting at a table, asking like-minded believers questions and sharpening one another. But the easiest way, if you want to find more information, is to just go on our Facebook page, Compelled Church Holland, on Facebook. Like that page. You'll keep updated on everything. We did just start live streaming our gatherings this past week. And then also you can go to our website at compelled.church.
Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Sounds good.